the troubled pop star is back in the hospital. She was physically removed from her home, taken to the UCLA Medical Center, and is now being held on a 72-hour mental health evaluation. This is the second time she's been held in a month on a mental health evaluation.
It's Britney, bitch. I see you.
No one around. We keep on knocking. Cameras are flashing while we're dirty dancing. They keep watching. Feels like the crowd is saying,
Gimme
more. Cameras are flashing while we're dirty dancing. They keep watching.
Looks like the crowd is saying,
diagnosed with having bipolar disorder. That's something that's sometimes treated with lithium.
We don't have all the answers, and I think also suspicious are the parental units. I mean, they're the ones who commoditized her and turned her into a business at a very young age. So I think they're also, they deserve scrutiny. I think this is reaching some sort of horrible crescendo, and I hope it doesn't end in real tragedy.
Let me talk for a
minute. Give me more.
This time, because she's had this downward spiral, it is possible that she will be held. The judge will determine she's dangerous to herself or to others. Will determine that, and we may see her get the help she needs, which I think, in my view, could be helpful to having her some sort of rehabilitation.
But you didn't see this one coming. The incredible
Napoleon Bolt team.
The legendary Miss Britney Spears. And the unstoppable
Pimp Daddy Supreme.
You're gonna have to remove me. Cause I ain't going anywhere.
Alright, we'll see. As we said, Britney Spears taken to the UCLA Medical Center, according to the LA Times.